justice, race issues, police reform. New York Daily News columnist.
Sean King.
From our New York studio. Sean King, good morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody. You know, my kids, I'm getting a little older, so now my kids are turning me on to some music. And in this new Drake song he has called Fake Love, it has a lyric that says, I've been down so long, it looks like up to me. I got fake people showing fake love to me. And I need to be real this morning. The election of our first black president was a beautiful thing. But now that Barack Obama is on his way out and Donald Trump is on his way into the Oval Office, which is still hard for me to say and hear, it's given us a real chance to look at what the Democratic Party truly stands for. And I have to be honest, I really don't like what I see. We've been down so long in the party that it looked like up to us. No single voting bloc or ethnic group in America was more loyal to any party, Democratic or Republican, than black folk were to the Democratic Party. It's not even close. 88% of black voters who voted for Hillary Clinton, including an astounding 94% of black women. Yet the party ran a white presidential candidate, a white vice presidential candidate. Before they were fired, for most of the campaign, the head of the Democratic Party, both the chairman and the CEO, were white. The Senate majority leader was white. The person who was just appointed as the new Senate minority leader is white. Only two Democrats in the entire Senate are black, which is preposterous. The Democratic leader of the House is white. We don't have a single black governor in the United States. And in some major cities across the country that once had black mayors, because of gentrification, we're now losing many of those positions as well. You should see where I'm going with this. Now that a black man is no longer going to be leading the White House, we're getting a chance to see just how white these houses truly are. And I'm not really here for it. And you shouldn't be here for it. Black folk are the heart, soul, and backbone of the Democratic Party. Without our votes, no Democrat can win the White House. But it's painfully clear that this party, for far too long, has simply counted on our votes without actually ensuring that we are fairly and equally represented throughout the halls of government. What I'm about to tell you makes me sick, honestly. Of the nearly $1 billion spent by the Democratic Party on the previous election, less than 2% of that was spent on vendors of color from all ethnic groups combined. Where I come from, we call that a hustle. Democrats spend $1 billion. White folk get all the top positions, get 98% of the money, yet count on us to be the most reliable, most loyal voting bloc in the country. That's just not going to work. It's not going to work for me, and it shouldn't work for you. Our loyalty cannot be that cheap. Over the next few weeks, the Democratic Party is going to choose its new leader. It needs to be Congressman Keith Ellison, a progressive black man from Detroit who is now a beloved congressman in Minnesota. The Democratic Party also needs to pledge to use a fair representation of vendors of color moving forward. This 2% of the budget going to vendors of color just doesn't work. It's not good enough. And I'll close with this thought. We cannot assume that any of the changes we want to see are just going to happen naturally. The Democratic Party right now is in a fight for its heart and soul. We have to demand that the party, which so badly wants our votes and wants us to sing and dance before their big events and wants to come on our radio shows, actually looks like us from top to bottom. If we don't demand it, it won't happen. It's that simple.
Mm-hmm. Sean King,